At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser. Beat Mix, you're a loser.
Who is ready to beat Migs? I know Christina from Tacoma is. Christina, are you there?
I sure am.
And Christina, were you by any chance listening to the cheat sheet during the men's room yesterday at 5:40?
I was.
Oh,
that's my girl.
What's going on here? Come on, Christina. You're better than that.
We'll see how much I remember, but fair. Yeah, I was.
Christina is ready to go, so that means you got to get out of here, Steve.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Christina will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yes, I am.
Despite its name, what color is an airplane's black box?
Red.
No.
Green.
No.
Blue.
No. How many U.S. states does the Rio Grande run through?
3.
Correct. On what part of the human body would you find the medial cruciate ligament?
Knee.
Yes. How many sides does a heptagon have?
8.
No.
6.
No.
9.
No. What is the most popular spirit produced in Jamaica?
Rum.
Yes. What popular actor produced Entourage?
Mark Wahlberg.
Correct. What fast food chain offered a sandwich called the Big Montana?
Burger King.
No.
Wendy's.
No.
Pass.
In what decade was the first Vespa scooter manufactured?
1950s?
No.
1940s?
Yes. How many watts make a kilowatt?
1,000.
Yes. The Gray Lady refers to which newspaper?
Say that again.
The Gray Lady refers to which newspaper?
Oh, pass.
You know what? You did just fine. You got 6 correct, Christina. Not bad at all.
We'll see how Migs does.
Yes, we will. And here he comes. Welcome back, Steve.
Yes.
I see you strutting your stuff.
Feeling good.
But does that mean you're ready?
Yes!
Oop. There we go.
Yeah!
Despite its name, what color is an airplane's black box?
Isn't it orange?
It is. How many U.S. states does the Rio Grande run through?
5.
No.
6.
No.
7.
No. On what part of the human body would you find the medial cruciate ligament?
That would be the leg.
Can you be more specific?
The knee?
Yes. How many sides does a heptagon have?
10?
No.
11?
No.
13?
No. What is the most popular spirit produced in Jamaica?
Popular spirit? Vodka?
No.
Gin?
No.
Rum?
Yes. What popular actor produced Entourage?
Mark Wahlberg.
Correct. What fast food chain offered a sandwich called the Big Montana?
The Big Montana. Is that Carl's?
No.
Burger King?
No.
McDonald's?
No. In what decade was the first Vespa scooter manufactured?
Decade. 90s?
No.
2000s?
No.
Oh, wait. Crap. I'm thinking of something else. 60s.
No. How many watts make up a kilowatt?
1,000.
Yes. The Gray Lady refers to which newspaper?
The New York Times.
Yes. And with that, Steve, you're out of time. And you scored 6. That is a tie.
Oh,
6-6.
Good game.
Nice work, Christina.
Good
next time you'll beat
game,
him.
Steve.
Have a great day.
Well, let's see here, Steve. You did not know, but Christina did know, that the Rio Grande runs through 3 states. The number of sides on a heptagon is 7.
7, okay.
The Big Montana was a sandwich from Arby's.
What was in the Big Montana now?
I don't even know.
Okay.
And then the first Vespa scooter was manufactured in the 1940s. And Christina got that one right because it was part of the cheat sheet.
The Big Montana was a sandwich offered back in the 1990s, a half a pound of roast beef and 2 slices of what they describe as possibly soggy bread, served without lettuce or condiments, but also accompanied by a large soda. It sounds just like a roast beef sandwich.
It sounds like everything else that you get at Arby's.
I was going to say, you're absolutely right.
The Daily Migs Show.
How well do you think you know the music of the Pacific Northwest? Call in now if you think you are a Seattle music aficionado, because we want to put you to the test. Call 206-803-ROCK, and we will take those calls after Weezer. The music website Loudwire decided to do a little bit of math for us and figure out what songs some of our favorite Seattle-based bands have played the most live in concert.
So it's not the most popular. It's the songs that they like playing live the most.
It's the song that they find the most popular, I guess.
Fair. Yeah, the ones that they're not sick of playing over and over and over again.
Exactly. So for instance, for Nirvana, it's not even close to being their biggest hit.
Still one of my all-time favorite Nirvana songs off of Bleach.
And they played it 293 times.
But in a weird way, I get that because they probably played more before they got big. You know, I mean, they were playing like random bars and clubs all across the country in support of the Bleach record. And, man, this song is so great. And it's so simple, but it's just awesome. I would have lost my mind if I could see them do that song live.
They played About a Girl 272 times and Blue 245 times.
Again, all the songs off of that first record, which I feel like they probably toured like nonstop
crazy.
For.
Oh, yeah. For sure. So we have more Seattle bands to play track by track with, and we have a few rockaholics who want to play along with us. So let's get Lance from Graham on the horn. Lance, what is your favorite Seattle band?
I'm going to have to go Soundgarden, but my favorite album is Mad Season, I think.
Ooh, oh, yeah. Man.
I just saw a recent interview with Jerry Cantrell talking about the Mad Season record, and if he felt jealousy, he's like, yeah, it was kind of like watching my girlfriend on a date with an awesome person. But then he's like, once I got past that, I realized just how incredible of a record that Mad Season record was.
So good. So good from beginning to end.
All right, you know, oddly enough, though, the song that we're going to go with does feature a member of Mad Season, but it's not Mad Season. Let's see if you can figure out what band and what song this is. Start with the drums. Little bass. Tyron's got it.
It's Man in the Box.
You got it. There's Jerry on the guitar. Yeah, of course, then we get Lane. So that song was played 857 times so far. I mean, they're still playing it, of course. Number 2 for Alice in Chains would be Wood, 829 times. And number 3, one of my all-time favorite Alice in Chains songs, We Die Young.
Nice.
They've played that 740 times.
That is amazing. Do we have another one for Lance?
Yes.
Oh, God. Okay, here we go.
All right, here we go. Start with the drums again. Seattle, blessed with great drummers.
Absolutely. Steve Miggs included.
Oh, I was just saying, not including yours, truly. A little bass for you. I feel like once we throw the guitar in, you're going to get it. Let's throw a little guitar now.
Pearl Jam.
Pearl Jam, you know the song.
I think it's Even Flow, right?
You got it. 906 times Pearl Jam. Honestly, I thought Yellow Lead Better would be the top song that they played live, but it's even flowed 906 times. And for a band that constantly changes their set list, that's rather... It also shows how many times they've played live.
We also have Alec from Yelm on the line. Alec, who's your favorite Seattle band?
I would have to go with Pearl Jam.
Nice choice.
Album.
And their second...
That Season, That Above album.
Oh, so good.
Perfect.
Alive was their second most played song, 843 times. And then Porch, 643 times. My favorite song off of the 10 record.
Jam.
Yeah. All right. This is not Pearl Jam, but it's a huge Seattle band. Let's see if you can figure it out. Again, another great drummer. Give you a little bass. Oh, Taryn's got it.
Yeah.
Once the guitars kick in, I feel like you're going to get it. Here we go.
Oh, that's Spoon Man, I think, by Soundgarden. No, not Spoon Man, sorry. Is it?
No, it's not Spoon Man.
Rusty Cage.
You got it.
There you
okay.
go, Alec. Nice work, my friend.
407 times they've played that live.
Dang.
I'm so glad I got to see Soundgarden on that last tour. Otherwise, I would have never seen Soundgarden perform live. I've seen Chris Cornell a billion times, but never with Soundgarden until the last tour.
What was the second most song they played?
Second most, Jesus Christ Pose.
Oh, I love that song.
375 times, and then Outshine, probably one of their bigger hits, 351 times.
Seattle fans rock.
The Daily Mix Show.
Daily Mix Show.
A track and field athlete had a major wardrobe malfunction, and the internet is having a field day with what they saw. We're going to go straight to the comments at 8:20.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Everyone knows social media is a time suck, and what you're about to hear proves it. If it's online, someone, somewhere, has an opinion and is whining about it. So let's get straight to the comments.
Last week, the Ostrava Golden Spike Meet happened in the Czech Republic, and we have a sprinter here in the United States that was competing. His name is Chris Robinson.
And it's not the lead singer of the Black Crowes.
It is not.
Because when I first heard this story, and I was like, what's he doing running? And why is his package showing?
Well, it was during the 400-meter hurdles where his shorts were malfunctioning a little bit.
Let's just say he could get an endorsement from that short company. Was it Chubbies?
For sure.
With like the 5-inch shorts?
Yeah. This is the announcer talking about the exposure that was caught on camera.
Congratulations to Chris Robinson for battling a problem that does emerge occasionally.
With who? I've never
not
seen it.
Not anybody this. I know.
I mean, maybe I'm not paying attention enough to running. Maybe it does happen and we just never noticed.
Various parts of their equipment failure can make it very, very awkward. But that was a stunning effort to stay out in front.
Equipment failure.
Equipment
failure.
That was
a good term, yeah.
I mean, the fact that he won the whole thing was very impressive, all things considered.
I know, apparently his rate, I guess his usual time, it was a little bit slower, but understandably so. He had something, you know, fighting against the wind.
Carrying extra weight there.
Yeah.
Well, many people are goofing on what they saw, and we have to go straight to the comments about it.
Yeah, we found a bunch of these comments. I was like, who do we have read this? Somebody that's connected with running. And I was like, first person I thought of, one of the greatest runners of all time, Forrest Gump.
I knew you were going to say that, Steve. I knew it.
So I was like, okay, let me see if we have an AI version of Forrest Gump. No, we do have Tom Hanks. But then I noticed they also have, and I felt like it was appropriate for this, it's Tom Hanks, but voiced as Woody from Toy Story. So if we can't get Forrest Gump, I figured Woody is a good second connection to.
All things considered, yes.
So we have Robot Woody. Reading the comments about Chris Robinson, the runner, and his boys kind of popping out of his shorts. Are you ready for the first comment?
I am so ready.
From Woody.
Congrats to Chris in his long, hard battle against stiff competition nonetheless.
Yeah. The stiffest. Well, it wasn't really that stiff.
No.
The competition.
Yes, that's true.
I mean, he just crushed it.
Nice dick bait. This might be the biggest flex of all time.
Yeah, I like that instead of clickbait, it's something that rhymes with clickbait.
It was genius. I love the internet sometimes.
I feel like that definitely attracted some people that maybe aren't paying attention to running, like yourself.
Ah, 1,000,000%. I had no pulse on the 400-meter hurdles until I saw the video.
Is he now your favorite runner?
I'm his number one fan.
Who's number two, right?
Nobody.
Yeah.
He really should be competing in pole vault.
Okay.
Not wrong. I see the potential.
I absolutely have not watched this numerous times and zoomed in.
Okay, that was from Taryn.
That was from me.
Yeah.
Did I look at a still? You're damn right I did, Steve.
I would have paid good money to go into the locker room and have his phone in my hand and see the text messages that he was getting from all of his friends and family after that. Because I know my friends, and they wouldn't hold back.
No.
I wouldn't want them to.
No, this guy is being, I mean, he's like a hero.
Is he entering the schlong jump, too?
Yes, the schlong jump.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
No, none of people use that term schlong enough.
We got to bring that back.
Let's do it.
He was running with three legs.
Wait, what?
That's cheating.
Okay, yeah.
It's not fair at all.
And we have one more comment about Chris Robinson, the runner, who unfortunately or fortunately, depending on like what kind of fans he wants to attract, his schlong was making its way out of his shorts.
Mm-hmm.
All right, here's the last comment.
Was he unaware he had a penis before he started the run? Tell him to buy some supportive briefs. No kids in the audience need to see that.
But lots of Taryns do.
Yes.
Lots of moms do as well.
For sure. Did you know that he's already been offered an endorsement with an underwear company?
As he should. MeUndies. If anyone's going to do it, MeUndies should do it.
I mean, he's literally the perfect person to model underwear.
Also, real quick about that. I love that. Like, no kids want to see that. No kids care. Kids do not care. I mean, like, I'm not saying encourage nudity, but like this was harmless. It was an unfortunate amount of events. Like nobody should be free. Okay, or
Steve,
fortunate.
Nothing was unfortunate about it from my perspective.
But no kid is going to be freaking out about this. It's always the parents that are thinking for the kids. Like a kid's probably not even going to notice that even happened. And if they did, it wouldn't be that big of a deal.
It was a big deal.
Okay, it was a big deal to you. I get it. Huh?
Next up on the Men's Room World Tour is on the calendar. It's at the Tracyton Movie House in Bremerton, 2 weeks from Saturday, July 19th, and the party goes from 2 until 5. There's going to be food, there's going to be drinks, live music from Woodshed, hangs with the guys. Get all the info at KISW.com. We know that you're just waking up and getting your day started. You're probably very curious what all is happening out there in the world of pop culture. So rather than doom scrolling on your smartphone, why don't you let us tell you what's trending?
What's trending on the Daily Mix Show? What's trending? Let's go. Let's go.
This dad is a total hero. He jumped into the Atlantic Ocean to save his daughter off of a cruise ship that she fell from the fourth deck
of. That is just insane. When I saw this story, I was just like, I couldn't even imagine what that felt like.
This was during the return trip from the Bahamas to Fort Lauderdale, and he had to tread water with her for 20 minutes waiting for the lifeboat to get to them and be able to bring her back.
I don't understand that part. And again, I don't understand boats all that well just in general, but I would have assumed that the cruise would have some kind of a boat that can kind of just peel off of it and get, like, if I'm the dad and I'm there floating for 20 minutes, I'm like, guys, At what point are you going to come get me?
This is taking a little bit longer than we expected.
This is embarrassing.
These are the witnesses talking about what happened.
He couldn't get to the life preservers because he was holding on to his daughter. The ship was moving so quickly. It's crazy how quickly the people became tiny dots in the sea and he lost sight of them.
It looks like it was the mother because they were escorting her across the deck. They blocked off the deck. And I just saw her crying and I just felt for her at that moment. And I just started praying.
That was a very heroic thing that he did.
Everyone was cheering on the ship and the quick response of Disney made a big difference.
I mean, at that point, I feel like Mickey should be, like, giving her, like, the most VIP experience ever just to kind of handle the trauma from that.
I can't even imagine.
No, I get, like, nervous even if my kid's near, like, a deep end of a pool and we're, like, I'm, like, 5 feet away. The thought of having to jump off of a cruise ship to save your kid.
And those things are the fourth deck. Yeah. I mean, that's like jumping off of a building. That's crazy.
Hey, how about the Mariners? I mean, what's crazy is the Mariners won yesterday. No, they've been playing pretty well recently. They ended up beating the Kansas City Royals 6-2. A couple home runs from Randy Arozarena, which was nice because he's just been slumping recently. But, of course, everyone's talking about home runs. You got to talk about Big Dumper. Did he crank another one? Wait, that did not sound right, but let's find out.
Deep out to right center field. Does he get enough of it? Yes! Number
I just love that he's just become a national story. Of course, people are loving the nickname, or maybe some people are annoyed by the nickname Big Dumper, but we love it over here. His breakout season has just been phenomenal. He's now 33 home runs leading the Major League Baseball. He tied Ken Griffey Jr. and Sammy Sosa for the third most home runs before July in Major League Baseball history. He's got 71 RBIs. People are chanting MVP. If he keeps going at this pace, I think, you know, I know a lot of people are leaning towards Aaron Judge, but I mean, if he continues to play the way that he's been playing, and if the Mariners make the playoffs.
Oh my gosh.
How do you not give this guy that nod?
This is his year. This is our year, Steve. Let's go, Mariners.
He's definitely making baseball fun here in the Pacific Northwest.
Wes Val Rawley has been identified as the suspect in the fatal shooting of two firefighters and injuring the third firefighter in Idaho. They did find his body near the fire in Canfield Mountain that he allegedly set fire to in order to ambush those firefighters.
Disgusting.
He was 20 years old. They are assuming that he acted alone and they don't know what his motive is, but a lot of the family members and the whole community there is just completely shocked. This is just a brutal situation.
Speaking of community, did you happen to catch the interview that his old roommate did?
No.
It was on King 5. I found a clip of it. So this guy, he didn't know him ahead of time, but he needed a place to stay. So he ended up like renting out a place in his apartment. And then imagine getting that call. He got his call from a family member saying, hey, that kid that you had living with you, did you hear what happened? And here's his name's TJ Franks, the old roommate, talking about it.
I woke up to a phone call this morning from my brother, and he was like, dude, you're not going to believe this. I said, what? And he said, your roommate's name was Wes Rawley, right? And I said, yeah. And he sent me the picture of him. And I read the news. And I just, honestly, I was just freaking out really bad. My whole family met him. It was just, it's scary because, I don't know, he could have flipped at any time. You know, my heart goes out to those firefighters' families. That it hurts my heart. It also scares the crap out of me because he lived in my home under my roof.
That's just insane.
And I even read that he was aspiring himself to become a firefighter. Like, this story is just absolutely devastating. Just crushes me.
So, what is it? Benson Boone. He's
Monroe's finest.
Okay, Monroe. I know he's a local dude. He's got like over 6 million now followers on Instagram. He's become like one of the biggest pop stars. He's such a big pop star that Crumble Cookie made a cookie that's inspired by one of his songs. I guess he has a new song called, crap, I don't even know.
Something Moonbeam.
Mystical Magical. and actually does have a part of the song where it says something about Moonbeam here.
You can feel like Moonbeam ice cream, taking off your blue jeans, dancing at the movies, because it feels so mystical, magical.
Okay, that's enough of that song. So Crumble made a cookie named after him called Benson Boone's Moonbeam Ice Cream Cookie. And if you're not familiar with Crumble, every week they have new flavors. And they never go back to old flavors. They just keep making all these different flavors.
They don't even have like a flagship flavor?
I think they might have like a sugar cookie or a basic chocolate chip. But as far as like their quirky out there cookies, they don't go back to the to the well
again. That is fun.
Until now, because of how popular this guy is, and his fans demanded that they bring back the Moonbeam ice cream cookie, that it's back this week.
So when are we going to go get one?
Dude, I don't know if my waistline can handle it, because not only do you have this Moonbeam cookie that looks amazing, they also have a caramel apple cookie that's a warm cinnamon apple cookie topped with caramel cream cheese frosting, also chopped Granny Smith apples on it as well. And they also have a cornbread cookie that has a giant dollop of thick honey buttercream. I'm like, this crumble place.
The good news, Steve, though, is that if we go and get these cookies and we eat them, it's so hot, we're going to sweat out all the calories.
Oh, is that how that works?
That's how that works.
All right, let's go right now then.
The Daily Mix Show.
If you'd like a shot at beating Steve, now is the time to call. He has a record of 218 wins, 66 losses, and 52 ties in 2025. We will play Beat Migs at 850.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.